And welcome back. Chillicothe's ball to start the fourth quarter. And I was correct. They did forget to put the free throw up. It is 48-26. So it's a 22-point game lead for Chillicothe. Fourth quarter just underway. Chillicothe's ball. Hibner over to Hunter Keithley. Circle left. Up top to Hibner. Back to Hunter. Baseline. They want to give and go with Kiefer. And it works perfectly. An easy deuce for Hunter Keithley. The K Club connects back and forth with a well-executed play, and Chillicothe on top by 24 now. Chillicothe had a 19-point third quarter. That's pretty good. LeBlanc testing the inside. Lewis pulls it back out. Around the horn we go. Circle left, McChristie. Baseline now to Robertson, who hit a tray from the wing late in the third quarter. Dribble drive, nothing there. They get it to the high post, and Smith drives inside around Kennedy, but didn't connect, and Hunter with a rebound. Smith, a 5'11 junior, tallest player on the team. Around the horn we go, Keithley, circle left. Feed to the free throw line to Snyder, bounce pass back, and around the horn we go again. Hibner, top of the key. Maya Snyder and four starters in for Chillicothe. Snyder's in for Paff. Snyder, bounce pass into low post to Kennedy. Kennedy splits, spins, wheels, deals. Wraps it around the outside of the rim, and it falls in with three defenders hanging on to her. Kennedy Kiefer, unofficially with a dozen. It's a 23-point lead once again. Chillicothe led by 28 at one point. 52-26. Actually, that would make it a 26-point game. Shot didn't fall for LeBlanc. Chillicothe with the rebound after the miss by Julianne Smith. Hibner across the timeline. Nice spin move to the baseline this time. Kennedy Kiefer count the bucket and send her to the line for a charity attempt. I have Kennedy with 14. Hibner with 14 all in the first half. 11 for Hunter. And that's the first foul on Sloan Lewis. And Kennedy at the line. Eyes it up. Pops her wrist. Pops it in. 15 points for Kennedy. And it's now a 29-point lead. Remember, the clock runs with 30, with a 30-point lead. Down court, circle right, Reese Robertson receives it. Up top to McChristie. McChristie tries to go inside. Kennedy Kiefer with the easy steal. Flips it to Snyder. They work it down court to Trout. Trout mid-range jumper comes up short. And the rebound lost out of bounds by whom? And we got a whole bunch of four fresh players checking back in for Chillicothe, and Elliott back in for LeBlanc. So you have Path, Horton, Snyder, Thomas, and Gaston in the ball game, and the ball is Chillicothe's. Gaston spins, puts it on the rim. Horton with a nice rebound, and referees with a whistle. A charging call away from the shot, I believe. No, it is a charging call on Horton. A little bit too aggressively. So Gaston with a miss, and then Horton called for the foul. 55-26 Chillicothe. 4:55 left to play in the ball game. Chillicothe girls will play in the winner's bracket on Wednesday. Defense by Maggie Paff didn't keep her feet planted, and she's called for the defensive foul. Four fresh players, including some new ones, checking in for LeBlanc. So LeBlanc going deeper down the bench. And they get in as soon as I find my roster. Actually, inbounds pass stolen by Maggie Thomas for Chillicothe. Lainey Gaston brings it across the timeline. Feed to Paff on the low post. Paff, good defense that time by number 11, Peyton Netton. And Gaston hits two. And it's now, should be a running clock if they do things correctly. 57-26, Chillicothe by 31. And a foul on Chillicothe. That is on Maya Snyder. For Chillicothe, F. Paff, Snyder, Thomas, Horton, and Gaston. In the ball game, for the first time, Netton and Shelby Kempf for LeBlond, along with Yarnell, Welter, and I'm missing someone somewhere. And they make one, and it's still a 30-point ball game. Up top, Gaston works it over right side. Thomas all alone for three. No, didn't get it to fall. Rebound lost out of bounds by Chillicothe. Thomas got a good look from the right wing, just couldn't connect. So LeBlond across the timeline. 3 minutes left on a running clock, 57-27. Chillicothe leads it by 30. Give right wing to number 11, Netton. Over on the side to Welter. Drive inside and shot partially blocked by 11. Netton's shot partially blocked by Horton for Chillicothe. Path high post over right side. Gaston for three. Off the rim twice, thrice, and it drops in. Three bounces and you get the tray to fall. Gaston for three. I think she has 10 unofficially. 60-27, Chillicothe by 33. And we got a timeout just so a couple of players can check back in. Check in for Chillicothe. And LeBlond sends one in as well. Nine points for Gaston. Thomas will inbound it. Looks for somewhere to go with it. Goes up top to Lucy Reeder. Reeder drives inside, traveling. She saw the play developing, but didn't get her trailing foot stopped. Thomas, Hicks, Gaston, Snyder, and Horton. A junior, two sophomores, and two freshmen for Chillicothe. So a lot of the future of Chillicothe basketball getting good minutes here. Baseline tray doesn't get it to fall for number four, Reese Robertson. Made one earlier, misses this one. Thomas down court, gets it right side to Reeder. High post to Hicks, back to Reeder. Reeder shakes and banks. Up top, Thomas for three. Yes, 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 Maggie Thomas hits the tray. Oh, that's third time was a charm for Maggie Thomas, and Chillicothe's lead is 36 now. LeBlond up top, works it left wing. Shot doesn't fall for Emily Welter, and Welter was fouled. Minute 22 left on the running clock, 63-27. A reminder, our news will come up following the end of this broadcast. We'll have local news and some other funeral notices and so forth for you. First free throw doesn't fall for Welter. She was in the act of shooting, so she'll get a second attempt. 1 minute left in this one. It won't take long, and Chillicothe will have another victory in the scorebook. Welter makes one out of two. 48 seconds left as Reeder works it on the right wing, pulls it up, baseline Amaya Snyder, up top to Thomas. Around the horn to go, back to Thomas. High post, Hicks. Has a little problems controlling the ball. Someone reached in and a jump ball tie-up. 28 seconds left at Chillicothe's ball. They put the players at the four posts. They get it in to Hicks. Reeder circle left. Spins out of the defense. Drives inside. Dumps it off for Hicks. Hicks kicks it out to Snyder. And I don't think Chillicothe's going to shoot. Your final score is going to be Chillicothe 63. LeBlond 28 as they milk the clock down to 3-2-1, and Chillicothe improves to 12-4, and LeBlond falls to 2-15. Much better outing this time in between these two teams for Chillicothe than the last time they met. 63-28. We'll be back to run some scoring totals after this on KCHI.